A newly built southern mansion with tall white columns and a big porch overlooking the Gulf of Mexico is a sign Biloxi is rebuilding. This is the city's new visitor center, which is attracting local residents as well as tourists. Inside, a video tells of the hurricane that changed everything.
And killing 53 people, 5,000 businesses and homes in Biloxi were destroyed. As they had throughout history, the people of Biloxi would gather the strength to rebuild.
Rebuilding is a slow and expensive process for a city built on tourism and the seafood industry. Mississippi's other coastal cities face the same challenge. The federal government provided $25 billion for the massive effort. Governor Haley Barbour said the initial focus was getting coastal residents back into their homes.
About $4 billion has been dedicated to housing. We will, when we're through, have either rebuilt or built or repaired more than 50,000 units of housing on the coast.
Another major project using federal money is the $570 million renovation of the state port facility in Gulfport. Governor Barbour said elevating the port and its container terminals to 7.5 meters, or 25 feet above sea level, will protect not just the shippers, but the community.
25 feet almost assures there'll never be another storm surge that comes through here and sweeps all these containers that go into North Gulfport, West Gulfport, and even into Long Beach and run over churches and houses and cars and that land as far as 8 miles away.
Just east of that construction, the city of Gulfport is rebuilding its harbor for recreational boats. Mayor George Slogle promises the revived waterfront will be even better than before Katrina.
The recovery process has been very difficult. We stripped the entire harbor, went back to basic. Every single piling was pulled out. We went back to the basic structure and have built again right from the ground. And we think we have built something that will be resistant to future storms. Not going to say storm-proof, but resistant.
While cities can't just move out of harm's way, people can, and many did relocate. Barb Corey moved to Biloxi a few months before Katrina struck to be near her son, who's in the Air Force. Even though her house withstood the storm, Corey moved 160 kilometers north, saying she couldn't face living through another hurricane.
It was just disaster. Trees all over, and it was just like a bomb had went off. Well, most of the homes in our area were just nothing left, just slabs. All the whole area was nothing but slabs. It was just sad.
But many on the Mississippi Gulf Coast won't even consider moving. Cheryl Kring has lived most of her life one block from the beach in Waveland, about an hour east of New Orleans. She was a child in 1969 when her family home was destroyed by Hurricane Camille. Then she and her husband lost their home to Hurricane Katrina. Now, Kring is back on the same property in a picture-perfect cottage.
When it comes again, it's going to come again, and I'm going to grab what I can grab and get out of here, and I will rebuild right back here again.
Hurricane Katrina wiped out nearly all of Waveland. Half of the 8,000 residents left and never came back. But even two Category 5 hurricanes cannot destroy the connection Cheryl Kring has to her piece of land.
No matter what, I'm still coming back. No matter what, I will be on this corner. So it doesn't matter. I love Waveland. I love the area that we're in. It's home. You can't leave home.
For VOA News, I'm Rhonda Miller in Waveland on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.